What's up? This is D-Ray with Texas Law Dogs Podcast. Welcome to the wild world of Texas policing. Real stories told by real officers from the street. Anything from the academy all the way to retirement. Let us help you understand why we are the way we are. Rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all your social media platforms and your favorite podcast platforms. New episode coming up. Cowboy Welcome. Free Zone.
Yeah, Texas Lodo.
Cowboy Hat Free Zone.
You Texas wear that Lodo. Cowboy hat, boy. Come on, Russell, say it.
Texas Lodo.
It's very good.
I need to program that button.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Russell hasn't said it, and we cannot start.
No, he said it. He said it in his mind. He's like, woosa.
Russell.
Chair, Russell.
Woosa. What did read what it says Texas on the brim Lodo. Of the hat.
Oh, man.
Texas Lodo.
Look at this, a chuckle. Come well, on, you'll take that. I'll take that.
No, I won't take it.
Oh, here we
say
go.
It, Russell.
He won't take it. I don't care if you say it.
I don't.
I'm ready to move on.
There it is.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Oh,
no.
Oh, the wow. suspense was
you
killing me
this
for a minute.
Accident.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
Oh. Like a prisoner.
So, we're still rocking. Special guest Brandon.
We're not rocking shit. That guy
no,
over there.
He's good. He's in a good, he's in a good place.
I will throw
he's
this
He's in
school
a very good
at
place.
You.
He's in a good place. So now we've talked about Border Patrol,
yes.
Game Warden, Ranger,
fishing out people.
Same difference, right?
Raccoon Ranger. We've talked about the prison, which was I don't know which one was better, dude. The guy that called you a Raccoon Ranger. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. There's something we didn't talk about.
What's
which
that?
I want to touch lightly on.
Okay, you do touch lightly.
Military career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here
Which,
we go.
Thank you, sir, for your service.
Thank you.
I may not say that enough, but I truly believe in your generation of service, that it was actually for something, whereas the current generation.
Oh, here we go. See how he was with you and it meant something for a minute, but it was really the agenda over here on this side.
No.
Slide of hands.
What I'm trying to say is his generation of service was for something. Current generation is all political. So I'm just saying thank you for your service. And what branch?
In the Army.
Army, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And where all did you serve?
Served overseas in Iraq.
During
Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Iraqi Freedom, because I knew there's two.
There's a lot of them. I was in, actually, OIF-3.
What do you mean? I guess maybe I said...
They separated them up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
Oh,
six.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was
in
know that.
3.
I was ignorant to that fact.
How long? How long were you overseas?
Desert Storm. I heard Desert Storm and then Iraqi Freedom.
Yeah, Desert Storm was in the 90s.
Right. 91, I think.
Yeah. I was activated from the National Guard in August of 2004.
Right.
And I got home December of 2005.
Oh, nice. Okay, so yeah, you were over a year.
Yes.
Overseas.
Wait.
547 days.
Oh, yeah. Not that you were counting.
Yeah. So what was it like in the cat box? Isn't that what they called it?
They call it the sandbox.
Sandbox. I knew it was something.
What, like, litter box, sandbox, cat box,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So, you know, whatever. Cat box.
Should have been called the litter box.
Wow.
I don't know. I did not serve, and I'm like, I wish
Dude,
I did.
I could have screwed that
I did
up.
Not serve, and it shows.
I could have screwed that too, up. What was it like in the litter box?
It was hot in the litter box.
So was there like any kind of special training to get used to the climate and... Like carrying forth missions and that.
To get used to the climate, I had a week in Kuwait. They called it climatization.
No.
And
that's a technical word.
Yeah. Seems and hot. They also sent us through several classes to get familiar with the habitat as far as the indigenous people, the animals, and.
Now, question.
Yeah.
Could a Kuwaiti
fuck a chicken?
No. Could they? Could they own a species that was local to their area?
Oh, my God.
Most likely.
Okay.
Most
so likely. They could have their own deer, right? Okay.
That's Screw funny. You. This is my chicken.
That's so funny. Or goat, whatever. We know that Steely likes waterfowl, but it's fine.
I'm about
it's fine.
To throw
it's
something fine. At Steely if he didn't quit.
No, he's quitting.
Get involved.
No, for real. No joke about your service.
Yeah.
But a week is what they gave you to kind of like get used to, hey, you're fixing to go to hell. Is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much. It was a week in Kuwait. And believe it or not, when I went over there, it was cold.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Yeah, she's got about a week. And so, it was to put all our stuff together, to get it ready for a convoy, to go over to the over the border.
So what was your job?
My job for the first 6 months was convoy security. So basically, I was in charge of three gun trucks, three Humvees that had automatic weapons on them, and we escorted 40, basically 18-wheelers up and down the main supply route, the MSR.
Nice.
And for the rest of the time I was in country, it was recovery operations.
Cool.
Recovering.
Blown up things.
Right. I was curious.
Yeah, or vehicles that just quit running, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So I understand, because you have hearing aids now.
Yeah.
That something unfortunate happened.
Yeah, I got blown up a couple times. Got my eardrum blown out, my left eardrum. Yeah, we're hearing aids.
Is it IEDs? Is that what it was?
There were two IEDs, yeah.
God bless. I can only imagine.
It's a good song.
Huh?
What?
I know where you're going. I was kind of... Anywho.
Yeah.
Okay. Russell woke
way
up.
Way to finally chime in.
Chime in. Russell woke
Thanks
up.
Thanks for chiming in.
Russell woke up.
Welcome.
Yeah. So when did that happen?
The hearing aids?
Mm-hmm. No, the injury, yeah.
The injuries, the first time I got blown up was September 5th, day after my birthday, 2005.
He doesn't remember anything.
No.
Yeah. But yeah.
We had gone probably a mile and a half outside of our FOB, and there was a artillery round that was set up on the side of the road. And they blew it up right next to us. And that was loud. It was loud.
It
was.
Hey, it just, and I know, I mean, you experienced some shit, but if we ask any questions that you don't, feel free to say, nah, I don't want to talk about
say it. Say I'm not pass. Wearing a cowboy
yeah.
hat.
Yeah, pass or whatever. Yeah, because we're not here to, all right. I'm not prying too deep on the military service, because I know you've seen some shit. So I just want that, you know, kind of bringing up another officer's upbringing to the beginning to where we're at now.
Right. I'm trying to gotcha. Think. We had
but Chief. We passed this one over, and I think it's important.
Well, we've had several that have been on. We've had Navy. We've had Army. We've had
Air Force.
Mm-hmm. We've had
Chair Force. Hey. Oh, really? You defend that?
I do defend that.
Okay,
because we
the
had
only reason
beep.
I say it is because the Navy calls them Chair Force.
Well, y'all remember Beep Beep?
Is that like the 182? The Nash Rambler?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah yeah.
The Waver.
I know.
Phil.
He was Air
in
Force.
The Chair Force.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you even said it just now.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well,
dude.
You know, it's funny because, you know, because
he's a funny guy.
Well, whenever I got into country. Iraq, talking about.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that country mean homeland or? But no, yeah, country. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
They put us in Saddam Hussein's old ammo bunkers, and I thought the United States Army had lied to me, because I was actually walking in water up to my waist and carrying my duffel bags over my head, and it was like the 100-year flood. So I thought they'd lied to me and brought me somewhere else.
Right.
Anyways. So I was in an ammo bunker, and then shortly after we got settled in, we got to look around our base, and this was at Talil Air Force Base. And the Air Force had a base inside the base, and that's where they stayed at, in these nice air-conditioned trailers.
I was going to say, you look like Taj Mahal. Yeah.
Who's they?
Yeah, the Air Force.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got to be comfortable.
Yeah, whereas the Army and the Marine guys, we were staying in ammo bunkers and tents and that kind of stuff. And we got some trailers eventually. But yeah, the Air Force had it pretty nice. They were
yeah,
pretty swanky.
That's what everybody do, says, don't they? Yeah. Hey, if you
can
you
only
enlist,
imagine
Air Force
what the
pretty good.
Space Force has.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. They have, like, Martian landings.
There's no telling.
Space chicks.
Yeah.
Space
balls.
Space balls.
Space balls.
Yeah. Space chicks.
They have
space balls.
Dogs that talk.
Yeah.
But the, so I know I'm kind of everywhere, but I'm kind of getting deep in. But the.
Deep in the light.
Yeah.
When did the Navy join? I just heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Believe it or not, the Navy was over there.
Really? Why?
The Navy and the Coast Guard.
They were under the sand.
They were under the sand.
You know, the first Navy group that I saw over there was Navy EOD. And it was neat because it was after I'd been over there for about 7 months, and they attached my platoon to them. And we were supposed to be their quote-unquote security team for the Navy EOD. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, that didn't happen. The Navy EOD was squared away, man.
What was Navy EOD mean? What's that mean?
Explosive Ordnance Disposal. Yeah,
disposal.
Well, because a lot of people listen don't know.
Yeah, so they didn't really need much.
I had no
So somebody would locate a either a weapons cache or an ammo stash or an IED that needed to be blown up. And our job was to, and I'm saying this in quotes, escort them to the site and provide security for them. That was a whole lot of bullshit because they had their shit squared away.
So, right. Did you feel important, though?
I did not.
You were like...
Well, you were watching and learning.
I was like, I was like a watch and learn thing because their security detail was second to none.
By chance, because though I never enlisted, I understand how some of the military works. Were you possibly like the easy target that lets them know that shit's about to happen?
I could say that maybe I was a lookout for them, maybe. Yeah. I loosely, that me is my team.
Yeah, right.
We called ourselves Shocker. We were the Shocker.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, so, Larry.
My call sign was Shocker 4. And so, that was sort of cool.
Right.
Do you name? Yeah. Because you're a hell of a Shocker.
And that's what it was. That was our emblem on. Oh,
yeah, of course it was. Does he know the story? Has he listened to that episode?
My traffic stuff?
No.
Of these two? Oh, my gosh.
Russell,
I was just a witness.
Walked into it. And
I know what the Shocker is.
I don't know if I want to talk about this since he's a snitch now. But
yeah, right. Statue of limitations at redone. Yeah, dude. You're way off.
So I pulled over a truck full of guys, and they are just packed in there. And on the back of the window is the Shocker symbol. And I pull them over, and first thing I walk up is, what are y'all doing running around as a gang, you know, running around with gang symbols in this city and everything? And they're like, what gang symbol? I said, you got a poster right on the back of your
truck. These poor little white kids, you know, they don't have a clue.
Yeah, they're like, that's not a gang symbol. It's a Shocker. And one kid is screaming, it's two in the pink, one in the stink, two in the pink, one in the stink. Well, Russell shows up.
Steely pulls up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steely pulls up, and he's like, he doesn't know what's going on. So I never, you know, and I'm like, and I said the Shocker.
You knew he was jacking with him. You could tell.
Yeah, I said the Shocker or something. He caught on. And so we're jacking with him, and they are freaking the fuck out. And then...
It's like, it's not funny as it meow.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, but it was way worse. These kids are bouncing around in this truck trying to explain to me what the symbol
almost
is.
Almost in tears.
Yes.
If not in tears, actually.
And then I'm like, I know what the hell a Shocker is. Y'all get out of here. And the relief, and they're like, you know, they... Totally turned around 180. But anyway.
So funny.
So what position were you in your platoon?
Missionary.
I told you.
That's always
your
position.
That's your favorite, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's
man.
Your favorite.
I'm talking like I'm on my back and she's on top. Wait, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I got that backwards.
You're on your back and she's... That's not
her. Yeah. Him. Whatever he is.
Wow. It's so...
Anyway, in awesome. Your position, you were Shocker 4?
Yeah,
so
that
were
was my
you,
call
though?
Sign. I was their leader. I had we called it a platoon, but it really wasn't a platoon size. I only had 9 people with me, so I was basically their squad leader.
So you've had a lot of leadership roles in your careers.
I've had some, yeah.
Cool, man.
Right. So then you were squad leader, fast forward on tech team, too. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. And then in this
he kind of
cat box,
out there.
No, I'm
litter box.
Slowing down because the alcohol is
in the litter box,
pretty good.
Man, yeah.
In the litter
hot box, beat box,
hot box, beat box. How you were there for how long now? Almost a year.
He's over a year.
Fucking
Oh, he's already said 557 days. What'd you say?
547.
47 days. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's about a year.
547 days.
Right. It's about a year.
It's over a year.
A little over a year.
Close
yeah,
to
yeah.
a year. So it's about a year.
Okay. About a.
Would you agree in my logic of intoxication?
I'm about a.
Oh, my God.
What's the question you're going to ask? Them.
I don't remember because you made such a big deal about the time period.
I think he was going to ask, was it fun? Did you have a good time?
I did have a good time.
So you went through summer too.
Yeah.
Was it hot?
It was hot.
Well, yeah, it was hot.
That's what I was curious about the training, about climate, like being able to. Did you learn it?
Dude, they brought me to Fort Polk to teach me convoy security training. And Fort Polk, if you're not familiar with it, it's in Louisiana, and it's hot and humid. Ugh. Whereas the desert was hot and dry.
Dry, yes, I can say.
I mean, we got up to 120, 130 degrees in the desert.
But was it as bad as...
No.
Okay.
It was a dry heat.
So was it
still hot?
Like a Texas summer?
It's like an oven. No, it's like an oven. It's like Arizona hot.
Maybe, yeah, Arizona hot. West Texas.
Yeah. Like you ever, like when we went to Scottsdale, we went into this like market or whatever. It's like an HEB or something like that. And we were in there for like 30 minutes and you get like, it's nice in here. And then the doors open and it's dark.
Yeah.
And it's like you open the oven. You're like, shit. Like it's just like, it just hits you in the face and it just doesn't stop. It's not like you're... you can't breathe when it's 115 with 85% humidity here. Right. It's just hot there.
Just hot.
Just hot.
Yep.
So there's no special training. I've seen like videos of soldiers like sucking down liters and liters of water.
Well, I mean, you're we did. Like
we consume
full gear, man. You're
copious amounts of water. Man. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And we did receive specialized training. We actually got a lot of infantry training, going door to door, kicking in doors, that kind of stuff. But for the time I was over there, only for about a month did we do any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
The door kicking?
Yeah.
And it's completely different than police door kicking?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's not like a knock and announce. It's right. It's like a boom.
Hello.
And then you're just trying to flood the room? Like, what are the tactics? Are they different than...
Oh, yeah, I bet they
Well, the tactics themselves are pretty close.
Pretty close.
The same, but the methodology is different. I mean, you're not giving them a chance to do anything. As far as constitutional rights, no, they didn't have them over there.
Right. Now, but how would they not know that you're coming because you're going door to door? So wouldn't you, did they know that they were next?
A lot of times we would announce, you know, all civilians get out of this generalized area.
Nice.
And then we would go house to house.
So then they definitely know you're coming. Yeah.
Because generally we weren't there looking for any specific person. That was left to, you know, the elite people, the SEALs and Delta and even scouts and that kind of stuff. They were looking for specific targets, whereas we were looking for weapons caches.
Gotcha.
That kind of stuff.
Nice. Well, not nice, because I mean, it just at least on TAC, you know, you have the surprise element, you know, to some where place. Y'all are here. We are.
Well, that we had flashbangs
daytime,
and we use flashbangs and stuff. But I used them more on the Third Country National Truck Drivers than I did anything else.
Is there a story? Wait.
Third Country Nationals. That's the truck drivers we used.
Yeah.
To drive the big 18 wheelers. They didn't follow rules like we would want them to. Say we had somebody broke down on the side of the road and we wanted them to slow down. Well, they wouldn't slow down if you know told them to slow down. So you throw a flashbang in.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, no kidding.
Then they'd slow down.
Steely, how much does that cost?
$35.
See?
Yeah, and what if nine bangers now?
Oh, yeah. They got some awesome ones now.
Yeah.
Nine bangers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nine and...
We have six.
What,
Nine and six bangers.
That's pretty awesome.
Things have stepped it up, man. Bitches. You know what I'm talking about?
69 bangers.
Man, yeah. If only somebody would put that kind of money spending towards
like
uniform
hats.
Apparel, you know?
Yeah, like cowboy hats.
Right. Instead of... 9 bangers.
3X? I'm thinking 80X.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm going to use a Deaver, opt out of a Deaver, cowboy hat Deaver, so they can purchase Deaver more wool. Equipment.
Right. I think you're doing the Department of Service.
For the people, we're going to...
I really do. I really think he's doing a service so you could have more flashbangs.
It's not about me. It's about us.
That's right. That's right. A team.
I think you're only one out.
Yeah. There is no I in team, but there is a me.
There is I, and I'm not wearing a hat. Yeah.
And Steely's not wearing a hat. So... craziest thing over there in country? Like, literally, you've seen an execution. Technically, on the border.
On the border.
Yeah.
On the border.
I witnessed execution on the border. I guess the craziest thing over there was there was this little girl. She was being arranged for a marriage, and she had gotten raped.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Yeah, that's what they do, right?
How old?
Well, she was 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, 14.
I was thinking that. We named her Smiley because she was always smiling, but she wasn't smiling during this. So she was raped, but she was promised to somebody else in marriage, and they found her unclean.
Oh, God.
So they were going to
stone her to death. Dude, that's a bullshit.
And,
that's
a religion. Yeah. We stopped them from stoning her to death, and that was sort of cool.
Yeah.
It was crazy at the same time, but it was cool that we.
Yeah, something that she had no control over. Yes. Again, and something that she had no control over, and they were going to kill her for it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just.
But
it's
that great. Was a religious thing.
Yeah. So it's like the cowboy.
It's like she had no choice in the matter.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just like.
Being raped.
Almost like.
It's like it's written into policy.
Sometimes it's a choice, but most of the time it's not.
Yeah,
I pretended like I was asleep this morning, but
what? So wow, so literally, so what was and like he said, we're not trying to get super deep. What's worse,
crabs?
Yeah, 100%. Like when they're left on the toilet seat too. In the county.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
at the city.
Is it the city? Actually,
the city. Yeah. I didn't mean it's county. I thought it was at the courthouse for a minute. No, is what I was thinking in my head. So what's crazier, the border overseas?
You know, overseas.
Which was more wild?
Overseas, you expected it.
Right. Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
So the border was definitely more wild.
Right. Because you were thinking, hey, I'm in my country.
I'm home.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm pretty close to home.
Relatively safe.
Yeah. And then you see something like an execution and you can't do anything about it.
That
and
totally blew my mind.
And his too. Anywho. Execution joke. So.
By the way, for y'all that don't know, we cops have.
We're all police. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They know. Yeah. If anybody's listened to more than one episode, they figured that out.
By now.
I was thinking that. I was thinking at least over there, you're 100% on all the time.
Yeah.
At home, you have to be like, not complacent, but a little complacent.
At least at home, you get to go home, go to bed, go to sleep. And generally, when you're in your house, you don't worry about stuff.
Right.
I remember being over there and racking out in my bunk, and then all of a sudden I hear the mortars coming in. Or
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You're on 100%.
Yeah, or I'm sleeping, and then all of a sudden I didn't hear the mortars coming in, but I'm hearing us returning fire, and the mortar pit is right outside my tent, and it's knocking me out of my rack.
Golly,
so yeah, that was sort of nuts.
Yeah. So, like, when you got back, 547 days.
Yeah.
You got back, you had to be like, was there a dump?
I had a bad time.
Yeah. Like, just trying to get back? To normal, quote unquote, mentally, whatever your normal. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever your normal was going to be.
Getting back, it took me a good 6 months.
Yeah.
And then still today, I struggle with it.
I'm sure.
It took me 14 years to get help. And I finally got some professional help, and I've got it under control.
Right.
So,
Sleep?
Sleep is still messed up to this day.
Well, you come from military to police, so I don't see how your sleep would ever be normal.
And it all meshes together.
Right.
I mean, sometimes when I close my eyes, I see the little 14-year-old kid that was trying to bomb me. And then sometimes I close my eyes, and I see the little 4-year-old child that... And I'm pulling out of, Lake Four.
Right. Yeah.
So, what about the baby with no brains in the light going through the eyeballs?
Yeah, still talking about that one.
That's one I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all have talked about that before.
And I thought you were there.
That was my first autopsy.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And those are.
Stilley and 182 were there with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And
why I never want to go persons or never wanted to.
That was my first experience with autopsy, a 6-month-old little girl. And they pulled her face off, and I could see the light through.
Yeah, Stilley. Didn't you talked about it on this, or did we? Was it like between? It was
a while back. Under,
yeah,
it was one of those like there's images that you can't not see anymore.
Yeah, you
know
you can't ever get those
right.
Up.
And there's some that I didn't even participate in, like that damn picture of that kid you have on your...
Oh, yeah.
I knew the story behind it. I never experienced it, never went there, didn't work that case with them. But it bothered me. And there's a song that I could play you right now that would... I mean, we're grown men. We don't cry that often. I guarantee you'll be on your knees crying.
Oh, yeah. It gets dark.
Talks about this kid just waiting for death. About being abused, and it's like, holy crap, dude. But anyway, not to bring it down, because you're bringing it down.
Me? Yeah. I'm not bringing it down.
Because you said things that led to that. So,
well, I mean, it's part of our job, man. But he did it before the job, too.
The best thing, and I know it's hard for all of us, we got to talk about it. Because keeping it pinned up, I found,
it
makes it worse.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And
it
even, I know you opened up to me at times and talked, and so has Russell and stuff. It's just getting it off your chest with those you trust. I mean, that's...
Hey, you know when you when you don't open it up, you know, is at man and on a man trip when you've had a little too much whiskey you start... still you with me? Sometimes it gets rough, man. Yeah. You get in a dark place in a hurry, you know? But no, this is all friends, and every one of us have been through it and still go through it. But I agree with Hollywood. I mean, it doesn't bother me to talk about it because it's like, it's good to get it out sometimes. Because nobody else knows unless you do this job, military, nobody else knows, I mean, how it is. So it's like, we can talk about it and we can have the joke in the middle of talking about it and still be talking about something super serious. So it's just how we handle it.
And you can joke about things like that. You know, events that maybe someone else, one of your brothers, have experienced.
Absolutely.
And you're like, you don't know. But when they tell you, it's like every time you've told a joke about that or jacked with it, it's like you feel like shit. Because, I didn't realize.
Anybody in this room, though, would know that if I said anything that, or you said anything like that, that it's coming from a place of love. We're not meaning it bad. Yeah,
it's not a poke.
No, not at all. But nobody in this room would take it like that anyway. You know, so
that's why I think with military or whatever, most of those guys bond together in those events because they have those similar feelings.
Absolutely. But, well, I mean, it's like life altering events. You know.
Yeah, it was crazy. Every time we would have an engagement, they'd want us to debrief right afterwards,
right,
with a shrink.
Yeah,
which that was the Army in 2005. And like, fuck you, man. I don't want to talk to you about this. I don't know you.
Right, exactly.
You've never been out there in the
shit. You have no idea what's going on. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
you weren't standing next to me.
Get out of here, bookworm.
Yeah. But that emphasizes the importance of your friends and being able to talk to them about it.
Right. Well, and that's what, and this was, that was part of the reason that this came about, because it's like, we have stories that only other police would know, other first responders, military, things like that. So if somebody else hears that, and we've had several messages that are like, dude, we've been through the same stuff. I've been through the same stuff. I've listened to the podcast, you know, thank y'all so much, but all that. And that was part of the reason we can get this stuff off our chest. We can talk about the stuff that we've been through because, you know, there's thousands and thousands of other people all around us that have been the same place.
Oh yeah.
So no matter where we're at, the job's the same. So that was kind of the goal. So, I think that's that. We good on that one?
I think so.
Roll off. Look, everybody good. I think everybody's in a good place.
I think next time we should talk about it. Damn,
I'm telling you, man, that boy is not wearing that hat, man.
He is. He will wear it.
Only on Texas Law Dogs.
Okay. So would you wear it on Texas Law Dogs?
Sure.
What if I got it? Wow. Oh, okay. What if I got it that had the Texas Law Dogs logo?
Sure.
You heard it here.
Yeah.